In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Whatever there is in the heavens glorifies Allah, and whatever there is in the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is He who expelled the faithless belonging to the people of the Book from their homes at the outset of their en masse banishment. You did not think that they would go out, and they thought their fortresses would protect them from Allah. But Allah came at them from whence they did not reckon, and He cast terror into their hearts. They demolish their houses with their own hands, and the hands of the faithful. So take lesson, O you who have insight. If Allah had not ordained banishment for them, He would have surely punished them in this world, and in the hereafter there is for them the punishment of the fire. That is because they defied Allah and His Apostle, and whoever defies Allah, indeed Allah is severe in retribution. Whatever palm trees you cut down or left standing on their roots, it was by Allah's will, and in order that He may disgrace the transgressors. The spoils that Allah gave to His Apostle from them, you did not spur any horse for its sake, nor any riding camel, but Allah makes His Apostles prevail over whomever He wishes, and Allah has power over all things. The spoils that Allah gave to His Apostle from the people of the townships are for Allah and the Apostle, the relatives and the orphans, the needy and the traveler, so that they do not circulate among the rich among you. Take whatever the Apostle gives you, and relinquish whatever he forbids you, and be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in retribution. They are also for the poor emigrants, who have been expelled from their homes and wrested of their possessions, who seek grace from Allah and His pleasure, and help Allah and His Apostle. It is they who are the truthful. They are as well for those who were settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate toward them, and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot. And those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the felicitous. And also for those who came in after them, who say, Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren, who were our forerunners in the faith, and do not put any rancor in our hearts toward the faithful. Our Lord, you are indeed most kind and merciful. Have you not regarded the hypocrites who say to their brethren, the faithless from among the people of the book, if you are expelled, we will surely go out with you, and we will never obey anyone against you, and if you are fought against, we will surely help you, and Allah bears witness that they are indeed liars. Surely if they were expelled, they would not go out with them, and if they were fought against, they would not help them, and were they to help them, they would surely turn their backs to flee, and then they would not be helped. Indeed, they have a greater awe of you in their hearts than of Allah. That is because they are a lot who do not understand. They will not fight against you in a body except in fortified townships or from behind walls. Their might is great among themselves. You suppose them to be a body, but their hearts are disunited. That is because they are a lot who do not apply reason. Like those who recently before them tasted the evil consequences of their conduct, and there is a painful punishment for them. Or like Satan, when he prompts man to renounce faith, then when he renounces faith, he says, Indeed I am absolved of you. Indeed I fear Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. So the fate of both is that they will be in the fire, to remain in it forever. Such is the requital of the wrongdoers. O you who have faith, be wary of Allah, and let every soul consider what it sends ahead for tomorrow, and be wary of Allah. Allah is indeed well aware of what you do. And do not be like those who forget Allah, so He makes them forget their own souls. It is they who are the transgressors. Not equal are the inmates of the fire and the inhabitants of paradise. It is the inhabitants of paradise who are the successful ones. Had we sent down this Qur'an upon a mountain, you would have surely seen it humbled and go to pieces with the fear of Allah. We draw such comparisons for mankind so that they may reflect. He is Allah. There is no God except Him, knower of the sensible and the unseen. He is the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. He is Allah. There is no God except Him, the Sovereign, the All-Holy, the All-Benign, the Securer, the All-Conserver, the Almighty, the All-Compeller, the All-Magnanimous. Clear is Allah of any partners that they may ascribe to Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Former. To Him belong the best names. Whatever there is in the heavens glorifies Him, and whatever there is in the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.